Shalom, Australia. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said in a statement issued at the end of Shabbat that Israel strenuously condemns the terrible and despicable terror attack carried out on the mosque near El Arish and sends condolences in the name of all the citizens of Israel to President El-Sisi, the Egyptian nation, and the families of the victims. The Egyptian flag lit up the facade of the Tel Aviv municipality building on Friday evening, hours after assailants carrying ISIS flags attacked a crowded mosque in the Sinai Peninsula, killing at least 305 people. Friday's attack targeted a mosque frequented by members of Islam's mystical movement in the northern Sinai town of Bir al-Abd. This was the second time the Tel Aviv building has been illuminated in the colors of the Egyptian flag. The previous occasion was in May, when 29 Christian Copts were killed in a deadly shooting attack near Cairo. The Gaza Strip's border crossing with Egypt, that was due to reopen yesterday, will remain closed until further notice following the attack. Health Minister Yaakov Litzman on Friday informed Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that today he will be handing in his resignation. The announcement came after Welfare Minister Chaim Katz announced on Friday morning that he had authorized that maintenance work on the railways should be carried out on Shabbat because failure to do so could endanger lives. Katz said the decision reflects full consideration for the feelings of the religious public on the one hand and maintaining the routine of train passengers on Sunday. Litzman told the Prime Minister that he had spoken to his religious leader, Rabbi Yaakov Aryeh Alter, the head of the Ger Hasidic movement, who ruled that it was not permissible to do the work on Shabbat. Litzman heads the Hasidic faction within the ultra-Orthodox United Torah Judaism Party. His six-strong party is expected to remain in Netanyahu's coalition. Yesh Atid party leader Yair Lapid on Thursday offered to give up his party seat on the Knesset's Internal Affairs Committee to Likud MK Benny Begin, who was forced out of the panel on Wednesday. Begin, the son of former Prime Minister Menachem Begin, was ousted by his fellow Likudniks after expressing opposition to a bill that would ban police from informing prosecutors whether there are grounds for indictment on completing their investigations. On Wednesday, Begin told the committee that the bill must apply only to future cases, excluding the ongoing investigations into Prime Minister Netanyahu. The bill has been seen as an attempt by Likud lawmakers to shield Netanyahu from the public fallout should police find sufficient evidence to warrant criminal investigations. Prime Minister Netanyahu is considering firing Deputy Foreign Minister Tzipi Hotovely over her claims that U.S. Jews don't understand the Middle East. In an interview on Wednesday, Hotovely said of American Jews, "People that never send their children to fight for their country. Most of the Jews don't have children serving as soldiers, going to the Marines, going to Afghanistan or to Iraq. Most of them are having quite convenient lives. They don't feel how it feels to be attacked by rockets, and I think that part of it is actually to experience what Israel is dealing with on a daily basis." Netanyahu had spoken to Hotovely before she made the comments, telling her to stop antagonizing U.S. Jews. Israel's reform movement has called for Hotovely to be removed from her position. A spokesman for the Palestine Liberation Organization confirmed on Tuesday that the PA have frozen all contacts with the United States after it decided to close their representative office in Washington. The Palestinian move comes as the Trump administration seeks to broker the long out-of-reach Israeli-Palestine peace deal. The Executive Committee of the World Council of Churches, an organization that represents 560 million Christians in more than 100 countries, called on the government of Israel on Wednesday to halt the progress of a bill aimed at limiting churches' rights to sell, buy, and lease their own lands as they wish, and to intervene in a highly controversial set of property deals in East Jerusalem, which is currently the subject of a Supreme Court appeal. Following a meeting with the Greek Orthodox Patriarch, Philophilus III in Amman, the World Council of Churches issued a strongly worded statement saying that it had heard with concern from the heads of the churches of Jerusalem in the ways in which church institutions and properties in Jerusalem are threatened as a result of a combination of contracts of disputed legality, the efforts of radical settler groups, and policies of the government of Israel. In a rare public move, a Kuwaiti writer, Abdullah Al-Hadlak, has urged Arab recognition of the State of Israel as a legitimate, independent, sovereign state, and Israelis as a people with a right to their land. In an interview on Kuwait's Al Rai TV channel last Sunday, he said, "There is no occupation, there is a people returning to its promised land. When the State of Israel was established in 1948, there was no state called Palestine. Like it or not, Israel is an independent sovereign state. Most peace-loving and democratic nations recognize it. The group of states that do not recognize Israel are the countries of tyranny and oppression." Three Jewish extremists were indicted on Wednesday on charges of aggravated assault over a 2014 incident. According to the indictment, Meir Ittinger, Ben Zion Afar-Simon and Via Yehuda ransacked the house of a Palestinian in the West Bank village of Burin. When the homeowner arrived with a friend and began inspecting the damage, the suspects jumped out from a nearby hilltop where they had been waiting and attacked the pair with stones. Security forces arrived at the scene to end the attack. The grandson of assassinated far-right Rabbi Meir Kahane, Ettinger is considered an early leader of Israel's hilltop youth and has been described by police as the leader of a Jewish underground bent on turning Israel into a theocracy. Hodaya Asulin, who was wounded as a girl in a March 2011 bombing in Jerusalem, succumbed to her wounds last week after more than 6 years in a coma. Asulin, who was 14 when a bomb hidden in a backpack exploded at a bus stop at Binyanei HaUma, succumbed to her wounds early on Wednesday at the Hadassah Hospital in Karim in Jerusalem. A Palestinian man, Faisal Al-Natchi, a Hebron resident, confirmed on Tuesday that he was the victim whom the spokesman for the controversial Breaking the Silence group said he assaulted in March 2014. Dean Izakharov's confession at a Breaking the Silence rally in April that he had beaten a Palestinian in the face and chest until he was bleeding and dazed during an arrest in the Palestinian city stirred controversy and prompted a criminal investigation into the case. Last week, the prosecution announced it was closing the case, saying Zakharov's alleged victim, whom it identified as Hassan Julani, denied that he had ever been beaten. But on Monday, Breaking the Silence said Julani was not the Palestinian involved in the incident that Zakharov had spoken about, and published a photo and video identified as Al-Natchi. Breaking the Silence accused prosecutors of prejudging the outcome of the investigation. They formulated an opinion that proved today to be false, and that there is real suspicion that they allowed political considerations to permeate the lawmaking process. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.